Hey, what's going on, everybody? Today, the pleasure to chat with American bluegrass singer, songwriter, and band leader of Carolina Company, Caroline Owens. In this newest episode, Caroline joined me to talk about her new single, Heartbreak Train, friendships and experiences with Rhonda Vince and Allison Krauss, when she picked up the bluegrass bug, life growing up in Denton, North Carolina, favorite place she's traveled to, what signing with Skyline Records has meant to her, and more. Now, with that being said, hope you enjoy my conversation with Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Howdy, how are you?
I'm doing really well and doing really well. Well, I mean, I for myself am excited to be able to talk to you. Just because, I was going through the catalog of bluegrass singer-songwriters and seeing the number of people that have been so talented and have been doing a lot of great things in the bluegrass world. When I heard your voice, and I've heard so many people talk about you, and someone said that this girl reminds you of Dolly Parton. It's a rare find in these days. And I was like, yes, I'm definitely going to contact her and see if she's interested in talking with me. And here we are now, being able to talk together. So how's everything for you?
Everything's going great. Like I said, things, it's just a big blessing to be as busy as we are right now. And especially, in the world, post-pandemic, things were so hard, to get back into everything. And so now that things are picking up and gigs are coming in and weekends are getting busy and crazy, and it's just wonderful. I'm so blessed, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course, I've been just honored to be able to not only chat with you, but I've also had so many bluegrass artists on this show as well. Some being, obviously the Petersons band, who's from Branson, Missouri. I've also had the wonderful Rhonda Vincent on the show. And now being able to, I know you've had the chance to perform with Rhonda Vincent herself. And so tell us about Rhonda and what the experiences of performing like with her is like.
Oh gosh. Well, first of all, Rhonda is amazing. And I don't know, I didn't that probably falls short of all the wonderful things that she is and all that she's done, but Rhonda is amazing. And I've had the opportunity to get to pick with her and sing with her on multiple different occasions, and it's been just a big thrill, You grow up and you listen to these people on the radio and then you meet them in person and it's like, "Oh my gosh." And it was a big thrill each time that I've gotten to perform with her. And, and aside from her just being a wonderful entertainer, singer, picker, it runs deeper than that. She is one of the most, gosh, I don't know, one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in this business. And I've been lucky enough, to get to sit down and talk with her on a couple of occasions and just talk with her about, how she does it all. And so, gosh, Rhonda, she's at the top of my list. It's just people that I admire so much. It's been a real thrill to get to know her.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're from Denton, North Carolina. Tell us about life growing up there.
Life growing up in Denton, it was a very simple life, but a wonderful one. And I think that, in today's world, we sometimes can think of simplicity is being boring. There's so many things to do and there's so much going on, but life in Denton was simple and it wasn't boring. I grew up right here. I'm actually at my house right now. I grew up here in Denton, like I say, and my mother was a homeschool teacher to my brother and I, and so we grew up in the home learning our schooling. And I grew up in the church as well. My grandfather was a Baptist preacher, so I grew up in, the very simplistic idea of home and family and faith. And so life in Denton was great. It is great.
Of course, and I know you started singing at a very young age of 2 years old. When did you know that this was like a knack that you had, and when did it become a realization that this is what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
When I was an early teenager, I heard a lady by the name of Allison Krauss, and she was singing. I heard a video of Allison singing "Heaven's Bright Shore" on YouTube, and I don't know. I guess I was probably 13 or 14. I was around those early, very influential teenage years, And I thought, oh my gosh, who is this? And apparently I'd been living underneath a rock. And I started listening to her more and more. And I thought, gosh, this is exceptional. I would love to be like her someday. And so I started singing bluegrass. And like I said, I grew up in the church. I grew up really around a lot of gospel music, not so much bluegrass. My roots are really rooted in gospel because of my family and their preaching background. But when I heard Allison, that was, it clicked and it was just over from there. I said, okay, this is it. I want to be like her. And to this day, I haven't mastered it and I'll never be her. But she's been the biggest influence of my whole bluegrass career.
Course, and you said I began humming around the same time that I started forming words. I can recall my mom always having some form of music playing or almost constantly throughout our day. I owe many thanks to her for investing her time and devotion towards my interest. And then obviously now thinking about your career and what you've been able to do, and I know that you've been able to meet Alison Krauss and play with her and play alongside so many great people. But I want to talk more specifically on Alison Krauss because I'm a fan of her music as well. One of the very first videos I saw of Alison Krauss was when it was, I think it was Vince Gill. I think it was CMT Cross Country. And it was him and Alison Krauss just performing songs, each song, each other's songs. And I remember seeing her sing Vince's song, Vince Gill's song, Whenever You Come Around. And I said, wow, I've never heard it in this way, from a voice like hers. I said, this is something marvelous to see. Was there one specific song that sort of stuck out from Alison Krauss's collection that sort of resonated with you?
Oh gosh, I have so many. I mean, the one that sticks out the most, I would say, would be the Heaven's Bright Shore, because that's the first song that I remember hearing that she had done, and that really sticks out to me too as it being a gospel tune. But I have so many favorites, especially during the early 2000s era and the mid 2000s era, some of just, gosh, some of the best music in the world.
Absolutely. And I want to also mention something else he said. He said, it's a highlight of my life to get to sing and perform for people. I've been saying it since I was two, so I always knew that this is what I wanted to do. And now, looking back on that quote that you said very early on in your career, what comes to mind when you hear that, when someone actually tells you that same thing that you said a while back now come to fruition here?
Oh gosh, well, oh, that's a big one to explain. I did always know that this is what I wanted to do, and I have these moments when I'm on stage and I think, gosh, I'm really here. I'm really doing this, and I'm living out my childhood dream. And so, to kind of stand on that stage and see your 5-year-old self, out in the audience, and it's a feeling like I've never really been able to describe, to get to live out your childhood dreams. I mean, that's it doesn't get any better than that. And I hope that in that, I've inspired someone maybe, the way that my heroes inspired me. They went after it and they did it. And I hope that I can do the same.
And it just seems like you're very aware of when you first picked up the bug of bluegrass, and when you wanted to solidify yourself as an artist in the bluegrass world. And obviously, one of the very first people that got you into bluegrass was Alison Krauss. And but also, I will say that in the country music world, you looked up to people like Dolly Parton, who you sort of like to cover the most, out of any artist. What about Dolly Parton was so resonating to you in your career?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to say, what about her isn't for me? I think she's just such a, I'm not even sure that icon even completely describes her in its entirety. She is a treasure, not only to singers, but to everyone that has had the privilege of listening to her music and the people that have been affected by all the wonderful things that she's done, even outside of the music, outside of the genre. You know, she's, oh gosh, humanitarian, you know. She speaks up for people who haven't spoken up for themselves. You know, she was one of the main trailblazers for women in the music business and continues to be. So I don't know what more I can say about Dolly that goodness that she hasn't already done. I look up to her so much, and I hope that it shows somewhat in what I do.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, have you seen Dolly's documentary yet?
Yes, just a couple times.
I just find it so fascinating to see different artists' documentary and to know the story behind the artists and not the story behind the songs. And I think that's two different things on itself. But I know you've got your guitar there, and I know we're gonna be able to hear some of your classic Dolly favorite song. So, I mean, let's hear the first one. What would you like to play?
Sure. Well, if I can get this mosquito off my back, let's see. Here in North Carolina, we have the worst mosquito problem, and I don't know what it is that is so bad about these things. But I'll do you a tune that I love. Dolly's called Wildflowers, and it's a song about kind of leaving the nest and being different than everyone else. Or I guess in this song, leaving the flower patch and being a little bit different than everyone else there. And I would definitely say that that's me. I can tend to be a little bit different than everyone else, but I think that, you know, in today's society, sometimes we can think that that's a bad thing, but it's not. You know, being different is what makes us all who we are. And so this song is about being a wildflower and really just not caring where you roam. So I'll try it for you. And I'm still out of tune, but maybe it'll be okay. The hills were alive with wildflowers tonight. Was it wild, even wilder than them? Or at least I could run. They just died under the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. No, I just stay alive and seeing freedoms and toys. So where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Our flowers don't care where they grow. I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. Dee-dee-dum, 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 dee-dee-dum. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
Absolutely amazing. If you can just close your eyes and listen to your voice, the first thing that comes to mind is Dolly. It just sounds like her. It sounds like a younger Dolly Parton. It reminds me of the younger days of when Dolly was putting out her hit record after hit record, and your voice is very resonating in terms of what she's done. And I mean, there's got to be a lot of, I guess, importance behind that song for you, Wildflowers. What does that mean to you as an artist?
It means branching out. It means going against the grain. And you know, if you ever want to be different, if you ever want to do something and make your mark, then difference is the key. And being your true self, and that's what it's about. And so that really resonates with me because that's what I've tried to do.
Of course. And we have to talk about as well. You've got also your own music that you've released, called Heartbreak Train. Tell us about this song. Where did it come from?
Well, Heartbreak Train was written from a point of love loss, and it's really something that I think that everyone has experienced at some point in their lives. And if they hadn't, I'm certain that it's probably coming. I don't know of anyone who's made it successfully through this life without some form of heartbreak. And this song is about what it feels like to be going through that, and how it's almost an kind of like a train track. It never ends until it does one day, but it's about the heartache that you feel when you're in that situation. And it's written just from a raw perspective of what it feels like to be in that place.
Of course. And you said that Heartbreak Train was written from a point of love loss. It mirrors that place that we've all been in at some point in our lives. It's something that I believe everyone will relate to when they hear it, and it will bring back those feelings of what it felt like to endure that heartbreak. It's a very great song, and you've had so much accomplishments already in your young career. And two-time vocal champion at Granite's Quarries Fiddlers Convention. You had 2 times IBMA nominated bluegrass vocalist. What do those nominations mean to you?
Gosh, they were a big confidence booster for me. Of course, when you're so young and you're trying to get through and you're trying to break through some of the barriers of what it's like to be a new artist. And gosh, they meant so much to me, and they still mean so much to me to think that so many people thought of me. To think, you know, there's so many, gosh, so many talented people in this business, and to think that little old me from Denton, North Carolina, people thought enough of to say, hey, I'd like to see her on that ballot. And so thank you. If anyone out here is listening to this that was a part of that, thank you, because those were some of the biggest highlights of my career.
Of course. And obviously, I mean, hearing that song Wildflowers and being able to know now what it meant to you as an artist, what other Dolly song do you want to play for us now?
Oh goodness. Well, I have so many. Dolly, she's like a jukebox. You never know what she's gonna put out, and when she does, she puts out a whole bunch of them. And so she has so many piles of styles, as we call them, of so many different tunes. Let me think for one moment. Let's see. Or if you have a favorite, I can do a favorite of yours. Let's see.
Well, I mean, I remember hearing, I was watching The Voice this season, and I was watching Grace West do a lot of Dolly songs on her journey on The Voice. And one of the most poignant moments of her journey on The Voice, I was sort of starstruck in terms of when she sort of like nonchalantly chose Dolly's Here You Come Again. And the way that she walked around the stage. And she basically told the story without having to do much movement. And I guess I remember talking to one other country artist, and I asked them, what is country music? And you know, I was talking to Wendy Moten, actually, who has toured with Vince Gill so many years. And I asked her, you know, about country music, and she says the country music, you know, you see a lot of, it's not like R&B, it's not like jazz music. It's, you're very still. You're in a very still motion, and it takes a lot of feelings, and it's almost like your heart is breaking. That's the way that people sing in country music. It's very still, just staying in one place, not moving at very much. But Here You Come Again has been one of my favorites, and would love to hear that.
Alrighty. Ooh, that's a tricky one. Let's see. I may have to do a cappella. Let's see if I can find out where I would do it. Let's see. You might have just stumped me. Let's see. Here you come again. Here you come again. Just when I'm begun. Let's do it there. I might just be able to do a verse. I don't know if I can do that chorus or not by myself. Let's see. And I'm out of tune again. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to get myself together, you walked right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies. And pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile. And there go all my differences. Just to leave it up to you. And in a little while, you're messing up my mind and filling up my senses. Here you come again. Gosh, it's been so long since I've done that. I hope that was okay.
No, that was wonderful. I mean, do you want to play any other Dolly songs that I guess you prefer to play? Because I know that's been a long time for you since playing that song. So, I'm gonna leave it up to you. What do you want to play?
Let's see. I'll do Tennessee Mountain Home. Does that sound okay?
I mean, I think that sounds really great. I think that's basically going to tell the whole story of Dolly, so that's perfect.
Great, don't it? Let's see. Well, I'm sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. I watch the kids playing with their June bugs on a string and chase the glowing fireflies till even shadows fall. Knowing my Tennessee mountain home life is as peaceful as a baby sigh. Lord, in my Tennessee home, the crickets sing in the fields nearby. Lord, honeysuckle vine clangs to the fence along the lane. The fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. This Utah, an eagle spreads his wings, and a songbird on the fence post, he sings a melody. Well, my home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Well, in my home, the crickets sing in the fields nearby. No, the crickets sing in the fields nearby. Bye.
I mean, that was wonderful. And for people who are just tuning into this is Carolina was performing Dolly's Tennessee Mountain Home. I guess now, as we're talking about Tennessee Mountain Home, when do you feel like, well, I guess, when does it feel most at home for you?
When I'm singing, when I'm on the stage and and the lights are down and the spotlights are on and I can see people and I can see them reacting to what we're doing, that's it. That's home.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I want to also talk about, I want to go back to what we were talking about, Alison Krauss and those things like that. You seem to have been so grateful and so fortunate to have been able to have those opportunities. But you're also very aware that not only have those opportunities been such a confidence booster for you, but it's helped pave the way. In terms of what you want to do as a bluegrass singer, songwriter, especially being young and doing this as a full-time thing. I mean, looking back now on the experiences you've had with all those artists that you've been able to perform with, Alison Krauss, Rhonda Vincent, and so on, how much has those experiences sort of now boosted that confidence even more moving forward?
Oh gosh, I would say 110%. I couldn't even say 100. That would shortchange it. Being an early teenager, you're very impressionable, and so when people take the time, like they did with me, when I was that age, and they said, "Hey, let's sing a song together," or let's get on the stage and let's. That is an impact, and you know that's something that you carry with you, you know, good or bad. And so, luckily, all of my experiences have been good so far. But no, those are things that you carry with you as an easily impressionable person.
Of course, and I know that you've been able to travel to so many different places. So, I guess what's your favorite place that you've traveled to?
Oh, goodness. Well, my favorite place to play is home. As far as traveling, we've been, like you say, we've been very fortunate to get to travel across the United States and play in different places. I have so many favorites. I don't want to shortchange anyone. I tell you, I am looking forward to this October when we play Dollywood. This will be my first time playing Dollywood, and I am just so excited we get full 2 full days there in the park and to do a couple of sets out there in the pavilion. And that's probably going to be my new favorite. Of course, you know, I've been to Dollywood before and heard some artists there and did all the rides and everything, but this will be my first time playing at Dollywood. And so I think this is going to be my new favorite.
Course. And I mean, I want to talk about also Skyline Records, who've signed you. How much of their belief and confidence has given you that confidence to go farther now?
Oh my gosh. Again, 110%. I think we're up to 220% now if we add everything up together. But Skyline, when I was approached by Will, the owner of Skyline Records, it was at this last year's IBMA Bluegrass, and he came up to me in the exhibitor hall and introduced himself. And that alone, you know, hearing that a record label had been looking into you was a big thrill. And I called, you know, my dad and everything. And so a couple of months passed by, and that was when that we had officially signed the papers to be signed with Skyline Records. I signed the papers on Christmas Eve. And so a little bit of time passed in between, and in that time, I was on cloud nine. People talk about sitting on cloud nine. Well, I rode it for about 2 or 3 months, and so what a confidence booster it was to, you know, to have someone from a record label say we're interested, and then to have that, you know, sort of come to fruition in December like I did, and then a single coming out on the record label. And seeing it chart and being played on Sirius XM satellite radio. And, you know, these were things that I dreamed about as a little girl. And, you know, going down the road and hearing my song on the radio as I'm driving down the road. I mean, just, wow, talk about a confidence booster, Skyline Records.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I guess now as you were performing like Wildflowers, and you did Tennessee Mountain Home and little Here You Come Again. I mean, I guess other than Dolly Parton and Alison Krauss, I mean, one of my favorite artists of all time is Vince Gill. I've been able to cover one of his songs, Whenever You Come Around. As one of my favorite songs from Vince. I was curious if you were able to play some of that.
Ah, goodness. I have fooled around with that a couple of times. It's been years. Let's see. You're really pulling them out of your hat here. I like this. This is fun. Let's see. Let's see. Let's move it down a little bit. I don't want to blow your eardrums out with those headphones on. Let's see. Gnawing and weakening knees, and I lose my breath, and I try to speak, but the words won't come. I'm so scared to death. And when you smile, smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come around, there's your rough version of it.
It's such a great song. One of my favorite parts in that song is when they sling on the guitar and solo comes in. It's so heavenly when you hear that solo part come in with that part of the song. I mean, I remember doing a music video for the cover of Whenever You Come Around, and as the solo part was ending, and I guess it was a little bit like gloomy outside, but as soon as it got to the ending of it, and right after the solo part, the sun started naturally shining upon the music video, and then I sort of lost it because it was like the lyrics of that song just matched everything. When the world turns upside down, whenever you come around, and being able to just, cover that song, being able to tell the story of the song, and knowing what Vince had to go through to write that song, I was like, this is such a beautiful written, piece of work. And Paul Franklin, who's playing on the steel pedal guitar, a perfect and absolute legendary player. And I mean, I guess if there was any other songs sort of that stuck out to you, what would they be?
From anyone?
Anybody, yeah.
One. Oh my gosh. Lord have mercy. I just, there's so many. Let's see. You throw me for a loop. Let's see.
How about some Merle Haggard?
Oh, Merle Haggard. Let's see. My favorite Merle Haggard song. Favorite memory?
Oh, I
I would
like
say
that
maybe
song.
my let's see. Favorite memory. What was the other one? Favorite memory. Always Will Be. I couldn't think of the name of it. Always Will Be. Do you know that one?
I don't know that one, but I know a lot of his other ones. I think Working Man Blues is also a big one. I think it was, I think it's, I forget what it is. It's on his one of his other records. I remember listening to, I don't remember what it's called, but I mean, Merle Haggard's had so much big hits, and I have like two Merle Haggard records, and I think the recent one I bought was when we were traveling to Seattle. I went down to the record store and I saw Merle Haggard's record, but it was a record that was tributing Elvis. And it's Merle Haggard's farewell to Elvis. And he did all of Elvis's songs, but in Merle Haggard's version, which was really cool to see. And I have a lot of country records. I think the first country record I bought was Kenny Rogers. His whole collection of songs. Lady has been one of my absolute favorites. Knowing the story behind that with Lionel Richie and the Commodores, and how that sort of got pitched to Kenny Rogers. That's a hilarious story if you haven't heard about that song. I mean, I guess, is there one particular Kenny Rogers song that sort of sticks out to you?
I'm gonna have to go with Islands in the Stream. That duet with Dolly. Of course, we're gonna go back to that again. I'm sure not even on purpose, I'll bring us back into that subject there. But Islands in the Stream. I loved Kenny and Dolly singing that tune. Just what a chemistry, Islands in the Stream.
Of course. And I guess there was another Kenny Rogers song that I really loved. Oh, it's called You Can't Make Old Friends. I love that song. I did a cover of You Can't Make Old Friends, and I don't know, it's just it was one of those songs where I think I was graduating high school, and I decided to put that out because I was sort of like reminiscing back on my time in high school, and the relationships I've made with people there, and I said that you can't make old friends. Well, you can. You can make old friends. Well, I mean, it's been a pleasure to be able to chat with you and being able to explore the music with you and being able to talk about your heroes and bluegrass and hearing you play these songs and the iconic songs, to say the least. And I wish you all the success in the world, and I hope to have you on again soon and being able to play all different kinds of songs here and all different other Dolly songs or whatever you want to play.
Yes, sir, you got it. And thank you so much for having me here this afternoon. I've had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Well, to the listeners who made it this far into the episode, thanks so much for sticking around. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with American bluegrass singer, songwriter, and band leader of Carolina Company, Caroline Owens. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. But if you want to have more information about her, visit carolineband.com to find out more about the band and Caroline and what she's been up to. And you can help support my show by sharing on social media with friends or family. You can find me on all podcast streaming platforms. I've been your host, Shigby Keltsang. Thanks for tuning into the show.